I think I'd begin perhaps by attacking your terms, not attacking you. Passing on, transmission, these are really mechanical words. Or, if we want to talk about them in terms of faith, they're words that fitted into a culture, a village culture of the past, where you could inherit something almost automatically from the family, the school, the parish. That triangle used to work. But nowadays, I really think it's not as simple as transmitting or passing on. It's, what would I call it? I would say bringing to birth, engendering, nourishing from the beginning. It's a long journey. It's not as simple as passing on or transmitting.
Mm. But as you say, bringing to birth, it starts, you know, then with baptism. There is a decision made, isn't there, to bring the child to be baptized. In that way, people are saying, I want this child in the faith.
Yes, actually, the present Pope, Pope Benedict, talks quite frequently, and did in the past too, about if you want to understand faith, you look at adult baptism, the typical baptism of the early generations of Christianity way back, because there it was the end of a journey of decision and searching and learning and conversion, really. And it was a big yes to a whole way of life. I'm afraid that many baptisms now are pretty superficial affairs in terms of course, the child doesn't understand anything, but in terms of even the parents' involvement, because they're coming, I'm not blaming them, it's just that they're coming from a very undernourished background in terms of what I grew up with.
Mm. But at the same time, they're asked to take the commitment to passing on the faith, and they are agreeing to that. So where is the connection?
Well, let me just put in a little remark there about the same Pope. He said only a month ago, he was in Bolzano on his holidays, and he met some people of the diocese, and one question he was asked, and that he answered off the cuff. I think he's always more interesting in off the cuff, at least you know it's him and not a prepared text. He said that he was asked a question. There are so many parents come bringing their children for baptism and they don't really have much involvement with church or faith. And what should one do? Should one refuse, etc.? And his answer was fascinating. He said, when I was younger, I was a bit more severe on all that. But now I think that unless it's obvious that people are just exploiting the church for merely secular reasons, that one should see that there's a seed of desire and hope in the very asking for baptism, and one should treat it with reverence and say yes. Mm. I think that's quite a significant
That was
statement.
Very significant, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And then, of course, as the child gets older, as you said earlier, school was really the primary source of passing on the faith. But that isn't the situation any longer.
No, I have a little theory on all this, that there used to be an old triangle, the school, the parish, the family, and the triangle held together and nourished one another. It is fragmented, it is broken, it is simply not working as it did in the more village type of Ireland that we had. But I think we can have a new triangle, a more demanding, difficult triangle, in fact, triangle of three Ds. Disposition, decision, difference. Now that may sound a bit complicated. What do I mean? Disposition, I think we need to do a lot to help people to get in touch with their hungers. I think the culture we live in suppresses our desires. There's another D if you want. Mm-hmm. And to get in touch with a real hunger, a real disposition, that's a major journey. Okay, quickly. Decision, well, everybody, I think, agrees on this, and everybody nowadays tends to say this, that faith has to be a decision, to some extent, against the tide, that it's no longer supported by the surrounding society, culture, and so on. That's a fairly obvious one. It does have to be a much deeper personal decision. Difference. When I grew up in a little village in County Sligo, Colooney, with about 300 people, to be a believer was to be the same as everybody else. Everybody went to church, some church. We had three churches, actually, in that small village. nowadays I think to be a really mature or growing believer is to be different from others and to have the courage to be different, not hostile, but just different, happily different, because the gospel is happily different.
Mm. And so others then can recognise that you have a faith.
Yes, you have see, what is faith, my God? I sometimes tease my students in Rome by saying I have the simplest description, I wouldn't call it definition, of faith imaginable. And I'll give a prize to anyone who has a simpler one. And I've never had to give a prize because my one, I don't say it says everything, of course it doesn't. My one is that faith is a yes to a yes. There's the yes of God in Christ. The love of God, that's what it's all about. And there's our yes back, which is unsteady. God's yes is steady, our yes is unsteady. And that's the core of faith. Everything else, creeds and practices and structures, very important, but they're secondary.
And that's what people, though, have to try and pass on, that simplicity, in one way, of recognising that yes.
Of living that yes. It's not a theory, it's not just a truth, it's a way of life. Once I gave a talk on, I think it was called Passing on the Faith, before I fell out with that expression, years ago. And this mother in the audience stood up after and said, well, that was very interesting, Father, but of course I can't read too much theology or study spirituality, so all I can do really is try to disturb my children with my happiness. And one day they'll want to know why. And I thought that was a brilliant answer. If she was living a kind of a deep joy in spite of all the burdens of life and so on, the children will want to know sooner or later what's the source of mother's serenity.